today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
We have different opinions about what is and what is not enough. Have you ever heard someone say, it's not enough? Have you ever said, it's not enough? How do you determine what is not enough? How do you measure that? Do you look at what's in your hand? How did you come to the conclusion that what you have will not be enough? Do you look at what's in your bank account? Do you look at what you are able to provide? Do you look at what others might be able to assist you with? Do you look at the demand and compare it to what you have to offer and say to yourself, I don't have enough? What you have may not look like enough, but whenever you put your faith in action, God will provide what you need. With God, you have more than enough and then some. In John chapter 6, verses 5 through 7, Jesus lifted up his eyes and a great multitude was coming towards him. So he asked Philip a question. Jesus asked Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? In John chapter 6, verse 7, Philip said to him, 2 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. How did Peter arrive at this conclusion? Where was his focus? He had witnessed Jesus do the miraculous. How had he so soon forgotten Jesus healing of the nobleman's son? How had he so soon forgotten Jesus healing the paralytic? Sometimes we, like Philip, take our focus off Jesus and place it on the job. We place it on the task or the problem or the issue or the things that concern us. The other disciple, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they amongst so many? Andrew's words started out with hope and ended in doubt. He acknowledged there were 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, and in the same breath, he was saying, it's not enough. Philip and Andrew did not see what Jesus saw. Jesus, looking to the one who would provide, so he made arrangements and said these words, make the people sit down. Jesus then took what he had, the 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. He gave thanks and distributed them to his disciples and the disciples to those sitting down as much as they wanted. They started out with what looked like not enough and found out they had more than enough to the point that they filled up fragments totaling 12 baskets from the 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. God performed the supernatural. Each day, God is sharing with you and I to be thankful for what we have and trust Him to provide the rest. What you have right now is enough for what you have to do. If you need more, look to God, give thanks, and He will provide it. Don't focus on the job, the task, the issue, the problem, or concern. With God, what you have is enough and then some. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.